is. Where is he being? And who am I? That's something I'll tell you right now. I'm Nick Gill. You know you love me. XOXO. Nick's Diary. Nick's Diary.
Yeah, genuine diary. A lot of people calling into question the realness of this diary, but it is.
Clearly people who don't know the Gill Man.
Yeah. The cataloger.
The year 2000 it's from, when I was an 18-year-old boy at this stage. And the only background you need for today is that about 5 weeks before this entry, I had agreed with a girl called Bree.
Yes.
That in 6 weeks we would re-adjourn whether we would have a go at a relationship.
You were busy at the time.
Yep.
You were feeling some feels,
yep.
But busy at the time. So I thought, let's put a pin in this.
Yeah.
Put you on the back corner stove burner.
Yeah.
And then maybe bring you to the front burner in 6 weeks.
Mm, well, end of this entry. Little bit of headway there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wednesday the 8th of November. Dear Doctor, that's the name of my diary. Today I spoke to a few people about the Earth's ability to continually spin without aid from any spinning machines or propulsion devices. Astounding.
Do you love that? On the 8th of November, that was the biggest news of the day. It had to be headline in his entry.
In his diary, that had to be it. He talked to a few people. He chewed their ears off. They're like, shut up.
I know. Doesn't that make it sound like it wasn't a group setting? He went to one and then thought, I'm going to continue this conversation when I go to the hairdresser later. So he continued it there and then had dinner that night with a different group of people. So
he was the old school version of like a flat earther or a vegan. Just like, no, mate, we get it.
Get it.
This is the kind of stuff my poor wife has to put up with these days. At night, I went out to a place called De Beers where I read the sweetest 18 words in the English language. Tonight there are free glasses of beer and champagne being given out and free oysters, so enjoy yourselves.
Natural aphrodisiac. Nice work.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
There was also a free buck and bull. After about 25 too many beers, I was determined to win a free beer by staying on the longest. The leaderboard said I had to beat 23 seconds. But as I hit the 25-second mark and red patches on the thighs of my jeans started growing because they were bleeding from the worst chafe I've had in my life, it dawned on me that the free beer I won as a result wasn't particularly useful at a night where the beer is all free.
Oh, my God. Have you still got shadows of the chafe? That sounds very hectic.
Genuinely, for about 10 years, I had two kind of pink ovals on the inside of my thighs as a result of that night.
Wow.
Yeah. Later in the piece, here's where the juice comes in. After the bleeding had settled down, Ferg, my best mate, sat me down and told me that a girl called Sam had hit me up asking how committed I was to Bree and if I would consider other options.
Jeez, you get a lot, don't you?
Oh, my God.
This girl's just coming left, right and centre at the Gill Man. He has no idea what's going on.
And these are the ones that he's noticed. And famously, you're not great at picking up the signs. Imagine how many other women were waving their arms at him that he was just oblivious to.
I doubt there were many.
Spoken like a true oblivious man. You know what I mean?
I said I really wanted to give this six-week thing a chance. That was really good of Ferg to bring that up with me. But the situation is tough now. Knowing someone wants you, it makes you feel like you're worth something. But on the other hand, it creates decisions where there shouldn't be any. I'm so torn. Watch this space, I guess.
Sam, so a new lady enters the scene.
Mm.
Oh, my God. So Sam obviously knew about the situation with Bree to question it to your best mate. Is this public knowledge that you've got this six-week agreement?
I mean, I would have told everyone.
Knowing me, I would have told everyone about the six-week agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
I love an agreement.
Topic of conversation with the Gill Man was the Earth's axis spinning and then Bree and the agreement.
This agreement, this six-week hiatus. Wow, so much so that, do you know what, so smart by the Gill Man, creating this intrigue, this murmur, whisper amongst the ladies of, geez, this chick's willing to wait 6 weeks for this guy.
Yeah.
What's so good about him? No, Sam's come sniffing going, I want a little taste of the pie.
It was a mutual agreement.
Yeah, but the stories get twisted.
Stories get,
if you're the one telling the story, I can imagine you're coming off looking a lot more Casanova-y, perhaps.
Well, maybe on the other hand, Bree is looking very popular as well. Who's this guy waiting around for?
Yes, exactly. Mm. Just a little pact between the two of you to make you look very good in your social circles.
Oh.
So much so we've got a new face on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
An intruder. This is the Bachelor Mansion.
This is.
You're Richie. You're Cool Bananas, and we've got an intruder.
Who's going to get the rose? I don't know. I just can't keep up.